from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 in the Score. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated every single morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday. It's Tuesday all day, September 3rd.
And thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rose.
Well, I just want to say, you guys keep talking about a $20 million roster.
Yeah.
If you don't pay the right guys, you'll be of luck.
That's life, baby. That's life.
That's Nick Saban. Forgot he was on television, apparently.
He was good.
Yeah,
he was
great.
Very good in that role.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
Under 30 to go. The rematch we have waited 15 years for. Chestnut, Kobayashi, both with personal records, but the 16-time champion is going to walk away an apparent winner.
Joey Chestnut ate, or I should say swallowed, 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
That's gross.
That is just sinful, really.
They weighed both guys.
Yeah?
And they gained like 30 pounds.
Is that right?
Oh, wow.
I wonder how horrible it is to lose 30 pounds after that.
I had 4 brats last night and thought I was going to die.
4?
4.
It's probably overdoing it.
With a bun?
With a bun? That sounds like a lot, right? 4.
I went to...
But it's, I mean, it's fine.
I went to a phenomenal restaurant in Boston. If you go to Boston, you got to go to this place. It's called Aria. Mm-hmm. It's on... whatever the big street is in the North End, second floor place, just a fantastic restaurant. Great food, really a great dining experience. Highly recommend it.
Great. Okay, I'm looking at
Huntington,
it right now.
Is that the street?
Not where sure. Old world Italian meets modern sophistication.
Oh my God, was that good.
Did that happen? Did they meet?
They did. Ooh. They intersected.
Ooh.
The meatballs were unbelievable. I had an osso buco that was just like out of this world. I'm telling you, the meal itself was just wonderful.
Oh, this looks great.
The Rock has been there, I think.
Well,
wow.
Now
you got my attention.
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
Wow.
Melissa McCarthy and Mully. Not necessarily in that
order.
Did
you sign something for him?
No.
Did you picture on a frame?
He signed a picture.
I signed the check.
He signed a picture of Tom Scher, actually.
Which was reasonable.
Put it up.
That was seriously a good spot. It was fun to go out eating in the North End of Boston.
I bet.
Excellent.
Prince Spaghetti Dave Sunday.
So, David Haw, how about your guy Brian Kelly, huh?
Ooh.
How about that's
your dude.
That was hilarious.
You're turning it into Nikita Khrushchev.
Was he angry? I said to David, like, he pretended to be angry. Like he pretended to be
Southern.
You know, yeah.
Here again, talking about the same things.
I'm so darn angry.
He doesn't seem angry there, does he?
It seemed like a little bit of an act. But I definitely know he's probably mad at his quarterback. He's always mad at his quarterback. It's always the quarterback's fault. I was only surprised that he did not throw his players under the bus like he typically can do.
Oh, he will.
But eventually that'll happen.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
First SEC loss. That's when he'll do it.
That was a bad loss for LSU. That was a good opportunity for them to beat a good USC team.
Big Ten team.
Big Ten team.
But every weekend's good when Dabo Sweeney loses.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? I mean, sorry.
It's going to keep happening, too.
Yeah.
How about the teams that want to leave the ACC, and now the ACC wants them out?
Yeah, Florida State is...
No Buddha.
Between that and Florida, did you see the video of the Miami players?
Come on down to the U.
Yep. Come over to Death Row Reg. You want your producer out of the videos? Man, they right up to the recruits. There's one team in Florida. Come play for us. Don't play here.
That was a big mistake by football operations for Florida to put their players by the tunnel that the Miami players were going to exit.
Recruits.
Yeah. They put recruits over there, and then guys are like, yeah, you should come here. You should come to the U. We own Florida. Now, there's an argument to be made that they do not, but.
Who does then? Not Florida State.
I mean, Florida State would argue that last year that they would make a lot of arguments, and a lot of them would be bad.
Since they started arguing, they have not backed up.
Not one bit.
Backed up the
it's
big
so
talk.
True.
Since they started telling everybody how wronged they were and how good they are, they have stunk.
That's kind of awesome.
But it's cool, though. Like, it's great. It's
there's a beauty to that.
Great to see Boston College play like that. Great to see Vanderbilt play as well as they played this weekend. Love that stuff. I keep telling you, we should get the Vanderbilt coach on.
Yeah, we've had
Clark Lee.
Yeah, Clark Lee's an interesting guy.
We've had good luck with Vanderbilt coaches on these airwaves. Their baseball coach was fabulous.
Clark Lee was a defensive coordinator at Notre Dame. Then he went to Vandy and is considered one of those guys that you want to keep an eye on.
Real sharp.
Yeah.
Real sharp. Are you looking forward to Northern Notre Dame this week, David?
I think that those Northern Illinois players will get a great experience of big-time football. I think by the midway through the third quarter, they may want to hurry things up and get out of there.
Well, maybe Marcus Freeman is too scared to come to DeKalb.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You called it.
Maybe so.
Huskies just have to go down to South Bend and take care of business.
That was a very composed victory for them, wasn't it, Notre Dame? That was they remained composed at the end of that game, given how young the line was, how mediocre the running game had been for most of the first.
It was a professional victory.
Yeah, the offense was not great.
Like, that's a good thing. It's a way to call it.
It's a coach's dream, is what it is too, because you get the win. Yes. But you get to coach hard.
Absolutely, especially with your quarterback.
You get to come off that and say, like, all right, numb nuts. We're lucky to have this. You played well enough. Well done. Now let's get to work, because that's not acceptable.
Did any of you and David, did you go? Were you at Northwestern this weekend? The views. Oh, my God.
I loved it. I loved that.
Oh, my God.
I loved that idea. These guys were making fun of me earlier because I said it was a good pivot to build that fat. What did I say?
You said, oh, it was so great. You could see the sailboats on the lake. And Wani said, well, if one of my players said that.
Right. Well, yeah, they didn't appreciate the aesthetic value of it.
Stop looking at boats.
But from a purely...
From a television standpoint, it was gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. And I think that that's going to give Northwestern, against teams like Miami. Now, they play, you know, obviously top 25 teams there. It's going to be a different struggle. But I like the way they have pivoted and made the best of the situation. Made me wonder why they didn't, in all their planning, think about putting the permanent stadium on the lakefront.
Traffic.
Because it's beautiful there. Why ruin
it's
it?
It's so beautiful. Like, and it was a perfect day for it on Saturday. And it looked great.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to ruin that part, that pristine lakefront with a permanent stadium and
Mr.
all the
friends of the park.
No, I am. I use those parks.
But I mean, it is a permanent stadium. It's just not the permanent football stadium.
Yeah. Right.
It's where lacrosse is played.
They play all their sports.
Right. Like, they don't have to deal with a crush of 50,000 people.
There's not usually a crowd.
Right.
Not usually a crowd. But they're...
I actually think that's a good number. Like 12,000 is
a good number.
Good number for
them. It's a good number.
I thought it was 15. Is it only 12?
I think they only had 12 on Saturday.
They wanted 15. I'm not sure it got to be that big. Oh, well, and they had 12,000 people there. And
let's go.
Then, they took care of business. They needed that one.
What have ye today?
It's Bears game week.
It's here. We have the final Hard Knocks tonight. So it's the final bit of like the little pretend football thing. And it sets up perfectly. It's already Tuesday. It's not even Monday of Bears Week.
I know. Tomorrow,
that was yesterday.
Tomorrow is the injury list. Yeah,
tomorrow.
After practice tomorrow.
And then third down Thursday, and they'll be doing scout team work. So
Freak
this is,
Nick Friday.
That's real. this is all real.
I like that.
So today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Bears naming their captains and why. We are going to keep you up with the latest on what's happening with Justin Steele, because that's not great. Dominique Foxworth is going to join us at 11. Ian Happ at 11:25. We have High Noon. We are going to unveil our 2024 Bernstein and Holmes Show football lineup for everyone to let everybody know why this is going to be part of your Score Football headquarters. We'll talk about the Cubs. Herb Howard will join us at 1.
Have a great show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!